A firebreak is a faithful boundary or limitation that reduces the spread of conflict when reconciliation is refused, unsafe, premature, or not yet possible. In a forest fire, a firebreak creates space so the flames cannot keep spreading. In peace fire ministry, a firebreak creates wise limits so wildfire does not keep consuming the heart, the relationship, the family, the church, the ministry team, or the community. A firebreak is not revenge. A firebreak is not bitterness. A firebreak is not giving up on Christ. A firebreak is a boundary shaped by truth, love, wisdom, and safety. Sometimes a firebreak is temporary. A person may need time to cool down, pray, seek counsel, prepare a confession, or wait until a conversation can happen more faithfully. Sometimes a firebreak is longer term. A person may need limited contact, structured communication, a third-party setting, written boundaries, pastoral oversight, or reduced access. Sometimes a firebreak is necessary because the other person refuses repentance, keeps manipulating, continues threatening, spreads gossip, or uses spiritual language to regain control. A peace fire coach minister helps the person ask, what boundary would reduce the spread of wildfire? What contact is wise right now? What access should be paused, limited, or structured? What support is needed? What should be documented? What belongs to me? And what must be entrusted to God? Firebreaks are especially important when reconciliation is refused. The believer may want peace. The believer may forgive. The believer may be willing to talk. But if the other person refuses truth, repair, or safety, the believer still needs a faithful path. Romans 12 teaches us to overcome evil with good. That does not mean enabling evil. It means refusing revenge while choosing what is faithful before God. Sometimes overcoming evil with good means kindness. Sometimes it means silence. Sometimes it means prayer. Sometimes it means a boundary. Sometimes it means reporting danger. Sometimes it means referral. Faithful referral is closely connected to firebreaks. Referral is not abandonment. Referral is not failure. Referral means the minister recognizes that another kind of support is needed. A person may need pastoral care, licensed counseling, legal advice, medical help, domestic violence support, emergency services, addiction recovery, financial guidance, or professional mediation. The Peace Fire Coach Minister can say, I can continue to support you spiritually, and I also believe this situation deserves another kind of support. That sentence helps the minister remain compassionate without pretending to be qualified for every need. Documentation also supports faithful firebreaks and referrals. Ministry notes should be careful, factual, respectful, and limited. The minister should record dates, general concerns, safety issues, referrals recommended, follow-up plans, and any required reporting steps according to policy. Documentation should not become gossip in written form. It should not include unnecessary speculation. It should not diagnose. It should not become a weapon. The goal is careful communication and accountable care. As you build your Peace Fire ministry practice, prepare a firebreak tool before people need it. Include boundary options, referral pathways, safety language, documentation habits, and follow-up questions. A faithful firebreak gives people room to return to Christ. It slows the spread of wildfire. It honors safety. It protects the vulnerable. It creates space for prayer, wisdom, and next faithful steps. And sometimes, by God's grace, it prepares the ground for future repair.